Disabled advocates in Central New York are celebrating the 26th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, while that law has improved access for millions of disabled Americans, there are still issues advocates say need to be faced.
Our homes, not nursing homes! Our homes!
Hundreds of disabled Central New Yorkers marched peacefully in downtown Syracuse this week, celebrating what's gone right with a landmark ADA legislation, but also looking at what still needs to be done. They're urging action on one piece of proposed federal legislation that would help disabled people get the long-term support they need to stay in their homes instead of being institutionalized. Syracuse activist Saley Johnston urges lawmakers to consider passing the Disabilities Integration Act.
It just adds to ADA. Because ADA says that people should live in the least restrictive environment, but here we are, and many of us in nursing homes and other institutional settings, so we still have that to work on.
Kate Corbett Pollack of Syracuse says another issue that's come to the forefront in the disability world is the death of disabled individuals at the hands of police.
We recently saw this in the news with the autistic young man and his caretaker who was shot by police. They did not understand that he was with an autistic person. And I think that this also happens with mentally ill, deaf people, all kinds of disabled people experience this. And we need more education of law enforcement and in the criminal justice system.
Advocates hope these issues and others affecting the disabled community are part of the discussion during this upcoming presidential election season. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.